Welcome into prayer time. Hi, this is Kenneth Hill, and I am delighted to be with you for our prayer time get together on this 15th day of June, and glad to be with you and glad that you are with us. We're in Proverbs, the third chapter, as we continue with Proverbs here on WHCB's prayer time. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. So we have sort of a four-verse presentation here in Proverbs 3. And he begins by talking to his son, don't forget the law, but let your heart keep my commandments. Now here's a question for you. When you think of the law of God, when you think of the things that you need to be doing for the Lord, and if you don't forget what he's told us to do, do you let your heart keep the commands? Or do you just go through the motion physically of keeping the commandments? Do you let your very being be involved? Or is it just some rote, remedial kind of nothing that happens? Well, you see, Solomon, writing the Proverbs, says to let the heart keep the commandments. Why? Because when the heart keeps the commandments, it's a true desire to see that the law is kept. And why should our heart be bound up in keeping the commandments? So that our days can be long, our life long, we can have peace while we're living. These will all be added to us if we keep the commandments of Almighty God. You see the promise? Length of days, long life, and peace. Who wants peace? Everybody wants peace. I hear that a lot. You know, I want peace, or I don't have peace, or I sure would like to get a little peace, and quiet. Well, peace is given to us when we keep the commandments. How about a long life? Well, we have the promise of a long life by our obeying the commandments, specifically obeying that of honoring our father and our mother. What about length of days? Now, it talks about a long life, but it also talks about length of days. Does that mean you get more done in a day? Because all days are the same, 24 hours. It's all we have. Are we able to get more done because we keep the commandments of Almighty God? Perhaps. Do we have more days because we keep the commandments? Perhaps. Verse 3, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Now, I've never thought about mercy and truth running from me. I've never thought of that, but that's sort of what this is talking about. Don't let mercy and truth leave you. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart. In other words, don't you let loose of mercy and truth. Write them on the table of your heart, on the parchment of your life, on the paper of your heart, write mercy and truth. Because that way, verse 4, we'll find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Is it of any wonder to you that when you find favor in the sight of God, when you find good understanding in the sight of God, that you also find it in the sight of man? We're told that Christ himself, as he was being raised up from childhood, that he found favor in the sight of God and the sight of man. And here we're told that when you keep the commandments of Almighty God, you find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and the sight of man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, verse 5, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Who? The Lord shall direct thy paths. Trust in him with everything, with every fiber of your being. Don't lead to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge God, and he will guide you. He will direct your paths. Let's go to prayer. Father, thank you. Thank you for salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. Thank you for loving us with a love that's everlasting. Thank you for giving us grace and mercy and truth. Thank you for giving your favor and good understanding in your sight and in the sight of men. Help us today to trust in you with everything we have. Help us not to think on our own and to follow our own thoughts, but in all our ways, help us to acknowledge you and let you direct our walk, our talk, our very paths today. We pray for our friends who are listening, our acquaintances who are listening, these that we don't even know who are listening, and we ask you, Father, to meet their needs, to bless them abundantly, to use them for your honor and glory today, and use us too, we pray. Now, Father, we thank you for what we're learning in your word, and we ask that you would apply it to our hearts, that we might serve you faithfully, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.